Yes, good morning, good morning. It's time to wake up. It's time to grind. It's time to be productive. I am getting up right now, getting my stuff ready to head to the gym, get this workout in. I'm trying to be the change I want to see, so I'm trying to, how you say, shit, I'm looking for the word, and I have it at the tip of my tongue, I just can't get it out. I'm trying to sculpt, there you go. I'm trying to sculpt my body into the image I want it to be, so I'm just making a self change just in myself, eating habits, everything. But yo, I just want to talk to y'all about real quick. I want to give my opinion on, relationships and how everything starts off well and then just ends up bad, ends up going bad. And what I mean by that is you'll know that, when you're starting to get to know somebody or just, get to know somebody, being around somebody every day for months, everything seems fresh, seems brand new. And then, after a few months, it starts getting old. You start getting tired of shit. You feel like, damn, you just want to have a moment, a minute to yourself. What I say to that is, you need to find somebody who's like your best friend. Somebody who you could wake up with in the middle of the night, laugh, just random joking around. Someone you could laugh with at 12 a.m. at night, or 1 a.m. in the morning, 2 a.m. at 2 a.m. in the morning. You feel me? Somebody you have that bond, that chemistry with, where it's just not sexual. You feel me? It's communication, it's talking, it's, learning what that person likes and them learning what you like. Communication is a big thing in a relationship, you feel me? At least that's what I think. I believe that, being completely honest and, communicating with each other with whatever problems you're having or whatever problems you're having in life, that's the key, I want to say, to a great relationship is, communication, talking with your partner, letting them know what's on your mind, what you thinking, what you're going through. Any great relationship's not perfect. My parents been together for close to, about 40 years, maybe a little longer. So things with them haven't been perfect, but they just been strong, and they love each other to the max, and they stay with each other through good, bad, thick or thin. And some people just decide to quit when things get a little tough, and it shouldn't be like that. So, let me just let y'all know this, if you ain't know already. Us men, we are not perfect. Women, us men are not perfect. The same way nowadays, women are not perfect. Women are not as heavenly as we thought. Women don't live by the morals as we thought nowadays. And this ain't discrediting women at all. Because, I still feel like men ain't shit. Because honestly, majority of us ain't shit. But then there's a few of us out there that are good men, that work, that grind, that are providers, that all we want is, someone's to love us back, because, there's a lot of us men out there, good single men who are looking for that. And, I'm not saying I'm looking for that, because, I want to say in the middle of my chapter right now. I'm in the middle process. I'm getting to know somebody. I'm learning them. They're learning me. And the process is beautiful. Everything's going great, so I can't complain. But I do know that there's some women out there who have a man who's unfaithful, who cheats, who might even put his hands on you. And what I want to say to you is, if you're listening, you don't deserve that. You don't need that. You feel me? Us men are only going to value you as much as you value you. You feel me? If you don't value yourself, you have no self-respect, you carry yourself in an inappropriate manner, you taking half-naked pictures on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, all that stuff, we're not going to respect you. You feel me? Because clearly, in our eyes, it seems like, all right, well, you don't want to be respected. You just want attention. You just want to do what you want. And, you know, that's the time, I guess that's the time and generation we live in now where it's like that. And it's sad that it's like that. But, you know, there's no such, there is a such thing as a good woman, same way as there's such thing as a good man. It's just a matter of finding somebody who connects with you on that level, who wants the same thing, like who wants the same thing you want, because finding that is hard. I feel like that's tough. That's a mission on its own. It's finding somebody who wants exactly what you want, because you'll bump into a lot of people who will tell you one thing but completely switch it up on you and be a whole nother person. You feel me? So, you know, it's just when you connect with somebody, just make sure you connect. Take your time, understand them, you know. Look at them in their eyes, have a deep conversation, you know. See what they want. Because it's important. It's very important, you know, that we don't rush into things. We take baby steps. We take the right precautions to getting into something serious, because what ends up happening is we meet this perfect girl or this perfect guy that physically looks like everything we want. And then we start getting to know them, and you know, they're starting to, all right, they got certain things you already like, but then they got certain habits that you don't, or they got certain ways that they act that you don't like, or they talk to you a certain way that you don't like. You know, it's about nipping that shit on the butt immediately. It's about not waiting until the last minute to say something. It's about, you know, opening up your mouth now. You know, I say all the time to my brother and to just people around me, a closed mouth don't get fed. You feel me? If you stay quiet, you will not get the results you want. You got to speak up, especially if you're in a relationship, you know, because the way I feel like is the relationship is 50-50. And what I mean by that is I'm not talking about 50-50 in financials or anything like that. I'm talking about 50-50 emotional, physical, you know, and the whole build of a relationship. You feel me? The structure of a relationship, of a great relationship. You know, you gotta be willing to, you know, build. To, you know that you're gonna have some stumbles. You're gonna bust your ass sometimes. You guys are gonna probably have to jump over some hurdles. You're gonna have your good, your bad times. Things are gonna get bad. You know, things, that's just how it is when you're in a relationship. You have your good times, you got your bad times. That's just life in general. Because in life you have your good moments and you have your bad moments. So you just gotta be able to push through all that. You gotta be able to look at the bigger picture. You feel me? The way I look at my bigger picture is, my bigger picture is, you know, a little ranch, 3-bedroom house, you know, have a little barn, maybe a few farm animals, you know, wife, maybe 2-3 kids. You know, simple. That's the way I see my life, you know, in the future. That's the big picture to me. That's my big picture. That's my dream. You feel me? Some people want to be stars and all that. I just want to be a simple man, left the fuck alone. You know, have my own farm, have my dogs, have my animals, and just chill. You know, I'm simple. That's what I look for. That's what I feel like will make me happy. You feel me? Whatever it is that will make you happy, you gotta envision that. You gotta look at the bigger picture. You gotta understand that if you're in a relationship right now, shit might be bad. Eventually it'll get better. You feel me? Now, I'm not saying that you should be with somebody who abuses you or who cheats on you constantly or who treats you like shit, makes you feel worthless. I'm not saying that, because no woman deserves to feel like that. You feel me? No woman deserves that. In all honesty, no woman deserves to be cheated on, to be played, to be mistreated, to be hit. You feel me? No woman deserves that. But no man deserves that either. So, you know, you got to look at it from both ends. But you know, it's once again, it's about valuing yourself. What's your value? You feel me? How do you look at yourself in the morning? How are you able to see yourself in the mirror every morning? Do you love what you see? Or do you have doubts of what you see and what's going on in your life and everything that's happening? Like, you feel me? Faith, I say this all the time. Faith is a strong thing. It's one of the strongest arsenals you could have. You feel me? It's just about believing that eventually things will get better, even at the worst time. That's good. It's hard to have faith when shit is getting bad, when shit's bad. I know it's hard to have faith. Especially it's hard to have faith in a relationship when your man cheats on you or he's mistreating you. You feel me? Some things don't need to be spoke about. Like if your man's putting his hands on you, you know, verbally abusing you, verbally scarring you, there's no reason to stay there and continue taking that. If you haven't walked out, you should be walking out already. You should be packing your stuff right at this moment to leave. Because I don't know you, you don't know me. And if this is relating to your life, you need to get up and get out. You feel me? That's just a God honest truth. Don't let any man, I mean, use you or walk all over you. And same thing with men. Don't let any female do the same thing. Because, you know, women nowadays, y'all women nowadays is tough. 2018 women, they savages. You feel me? They cut you immediately. So, you know, but once again, that's just how I feel. That's my opinion on relationships. I feel like a great relationship works when you're willing to go through all the bullshit together. You feel me? When you're willing to go through all the ups and downs, you're willing to go through all the slip ups, through all the mistakes. You feel me? I'm not gonna sit here and say once a cheater, always a cheater. Cause that's not true. Realistically, people change. You feel me? With growth and age. You feel me? Men cheat, women cheat. That's just how it is. I mean, there's some men out there who don't cheat at all. And there's some women out there who don't cheat at all either. And you feel me? And I give you the credit. You feel me? I take my hat off to you. You feel me? I prop it up to you because it's tough. It's tough to be in a relationship. Have the same pussy over and over and over. And stay committed. No matter how good the pussy is. But staying committed to one pussy for the rest of your life. You feel me? It's tough. And I commend y'all. And I'm not talking about it just in the general, in the sense of sex. I maybe said that just to, you know, be a little funny, be a little smart ass. But to be committed to one woman and not cheat, not have a slip up, be together for as many years as y'all together. That's tough. That's tough. But if you're one of them people that are able to do it, yo, I applaud you because that shows the kind of commitment, the kind of love you have for this person. You feel me? Somebody who loves you is not going to dog you. It's not gonna have you running around like with a chicken like a chicken with his head cut off. You know, it's not gonna lead you on. It's not gonna misguide you in the wrong direction. You feel me? It's always gonna keep it buck. It's always gonna keep it honest with you. Always keep it a buck with you. Never lie to you. You feel me? Tell you shit how it is. You feel me? And there's not many people I've bumped into. Not many women I've bumped into like that. You feel me? Not many women I've bumped into like that. I could say now I'm actually talking to somebody who's actually honest and keeping it a buck 50, but I keep it 100 with you. I haven't bumped into many women like that. So it's like you have to have that sense of communication and that sense of honesty, even if it hurts somebody else. You feel me? You gotta be honest. You don't lead nobody on. I've been one of them people to be led on for years, and the shit's... It's what happens is you damage a relationship. And I don't mean if you guys had a friendship, you could throw that out the window because that friendship is damaged. You feel me? If you had anything, any type of relationship with each other and you lead to somebody on, you could forget that relationship because that shit is damaged. You should damage goods. Ain't nobody gonna want to deal with that shit no more. So, you know, just know that, man. Just be aware. Be kind to people, man. Have some. What's that word I'm looking for? Fucking, I have it at the tip of my tongue again. Have some compassion. There you go. Have some compassion. Don't be messing with somebody's heart, man. We live in a time and era now where shit is just all over the place. You know, let's try to clean shit up a little bit. And it starts with ourselves. It starts with us being the change we want to see. You feel me? Let's stop writing on Facebook about all the kind of woman I want or the kind of guy I want, and you know, actually start acting like what the fuck you want. Because you feel me? You want certain things, a woman to have respect, class, loyalty, all this shit, but y'all don't have that shit. You feel me? What you asking for, make sure you have it too, because ain't nobody trying to deal with this moving halfway shit. You feel me? We're not going halfway. There's no gray area. You either in or out, you feel me? You either all in or you all out, you feel me? Because ain't nobody got time to waste no more. The The shit, the time continues moving on. Shit, I'm about to be 30. So time moves on. Come this Monday, June 4th, I will be 30. Time continues moving on. You feel me? Life happens. Nobody got time to sit here and play with you. Nobody got time to sit here and bullshit with you. You feel me? The younger you are, I say this to all my young people, the younger you are, figure out what the fuck you want to do with your life and do it. Because you can blink one day, you 20, you open your eyes, you 28, 27, and you just like, fuck, what's going on? So, you know, just be aware. And, you know, if you're going to have somebody, if you're going to be with somebody for a long period of time and you're going to love somebody with your all, make sure that they support you and make sure that they're trying to elevate you. They're trying to take you to a new level. Because a basic bitch, a basic man, well, basic woman, a basic man, let me not say bitch, a basic woman, a basic man is just going to enjoy being, it's going to be okay with being okay. But somebody who wants more out of life, somebody who's ambitious, somebody who wants to achieve greatness in life, is going to want to see changes. It's going to want to see you stepping up. It's going to push you and encourage you to reach new levels. And that's a relationship that you could say, fuck, I got everything here. You feel me? A woman who's pushing me, who's encouraging me, who's motivating me. You feel me? That's what you want. And women, same thing with you. You want a man like that too. Don't get with any of these. I'm not saying, don't get with none of these hood dudes who hustle all day. You feel me? Sleep all morning, wake up at night, start trapping. You feel me? Like, you don't need that in your life. Real shit. I mean, have somebody who got their shit together. Got a car, got a roof over their head, got a job. You feel me? That's important. We live in a society now where that fucking matters. So, you know, wake up, grind, love life, be ambitious, go get it. Because, you know, tomorrow ain't promised, but you up right now, you alive, you awake at this moment is promised to you. This second you're listening to this is promised to you. This day so far has been promised to you. Get up and do something with it. All right, yo, everyone have a wonderful morning and get shit done. You heard? So, let me just let y'all know this, if you ain't know already. Us men, we are not perfect. Women, us men are not perfect. The same way nowadays, women are not perfect. Women are not as heavenly as we thought. You know, women don't live by the morals as we thought nowadays. And this ain't discrediting women at all. You know, because, you know, I still feel like men ain't shit. You know, because honestly, majority of us ain't shit. But then there's a few of us out there that are good men. That work. That grind. That are providers. That all we want is, you know, someone's to love us back. Because, you know, there's a lot of us men out there. You know, good single men who are looking for that. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm looking for that because, you know, I'm kind of, I want to say in the middle of my chapter right now. You know, I'm in the middle process. I'm getting to know somebody. I'm learning them. They're learning me. You know, and the process is beautiful. You know, everything's going great. So I can't complain. But I do know that, you know, there's some women out there who have a man who's unfaithful, who cheats, who might even put his hands on you. And what I want to say to you is, if you're listening, you know, you don't deserve that. You don't need that. You feel me? Us men are only going to value you as much as you value you. You feel me? If you don't value yourself, you have no self-respect, you carry yourself in an inappropriate manner, you taking half-naked pictures on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, all that stuff, you know, we're not going to respect you. You feel me? Because clearly, in our eyes, it seems like, all right, well, you don't want to be respected. You just want attention. You just want to do what you want. And, you know, that's the time and generation we live in now where it's like that. And it's sad that it's like that. But, you know, there is a such thing as a good woman, same way as there's such thing as a good man. It's just a matter of finding somebody who connects with you on that level, who wants the same thing you want, because finding that is hard. I feel like that's tough. That's a mission on its own. It's finding somebody who wants exactly what you want, because you'll bump into a lot of people who will tell you one thing but completely switch it up on you and be a whole nother person. You feel me? So, you know, it's just when you connect with somebody, just make sure you connect. Take your time, understand them, you know. Look at them in their eyes, have a deep conversation, you know. See what they want. 'Cause it's important. It's very important, you know, that we don't rush into things. We take baby steps. We take the right precautions to getting into something serious, because what ends up happening is we meet this perfect girl or this perfect guy that physically looks like everything we want. And then we start getting to know them, and you know, they're starting to, all right, they got certain things you already like, but then they got certain habits that you don't, or they got certain ways that they act that you don't like, or they talk to you a certain way that you don't like. You know, it's about nipping that shit on the butt immediately. It's about not waiting until the last minute to say something. It's about, you know, opening up your mouth now. You know, I say all the time to my brother and to just people around me, a closed mouth don't get fed. You feel me? If you stay quiet, you will not get the results you want. You got to speak up, especially if you're in a relationship, you know, because the way I feel like is the relationship is 50-50. And what I mean by that is I'm not talking about 50-50 in financials or anything like that. I'm talking about 50-50 emotional, physical, you know, and the whole build of a relationship. You feel me? The structure of a relationship, of a great relationship. You know, you got to be willing to you know, build. To, you know that you're gonna have some stumbles. You're gonna bust your ass sometimes. You guys are gonna probably have to jump over some hurdles. You're gonna have your good, your bad times. Things are gonna get bad. You know, things, that's just how it is when you're in a relationship. You have good times, you got your bad times. That's just life in general. Because in life, you have your good moments and you have your bad moments. So you just got to be able to push through all that. You got to be able to look at the bigger picture. You feel me? At the way I look at my bigger picture is, my bigger picture is, you know, a little ranch, 3-bedroom house. You know, have a little barn, maybe a few farm animals. You know, wife, maybe 2-3 kids. You know, simple. That's the way I see my life. You know, in the future, that's the big picture to me. That's my big picture. That's my dream. You feel me? Some people want to be stars and all that. I just want to be a simple man, left the fuck alone. You know, have my own farm, have my dogs, have my animals, and just chill. You know, I'm simple. That's what I look for. That's what I feel like will make me happy. You feel me? Whatever it is that will make you happy, you gotta envision that. You gotta look at the bigger picture. You gotta understand that if you're in a relationship right now, shit might be bad. Eventually, it'll get better. You feel me? Now, I'm not saying that you should be with somebody who abuses you or who cheats on you constantly or who treats you like shit, makes you feel worthless. I'm not saying that because no woman deserves to feel like that. You feel me? No woman deserves that, in all honesty. No woman deserves to be cheated on, to be played, to be mistreated, to be hit. You feel me? No woman deserves that. But no man deserves that either. So, you know, you got to look at it from both ends. But you know, it's once again, it's about valuing yourself. What's your value? You feel me? How do you look at yourself in the morning? How are you able to see yourself in the mirror every morning? Do you love what you see, or do you have doubts of what you see and what's going on in your life and everything that's happening? Like, you feel me? Faith, I say this all the time. Faith is a strong thing. It's one of the strongest arsenals you could have. You feel me? It's just about believing that eventually things will get better, even at the worst time. That's good. It's hard to have faith when shit is getting bad, when shit's bad. I know it's hard to have faith. Especially it's hard to have faith in a relationship when your man cheats on you or he's mistreating you. You feel me? Some things don't need to be spoke about. Like if your man's putting his hands on you, you know, verbally abusing you, verbally scarring you, there's no reason to stay there and continue taking that. If you haven't walked out, you should be walking out already. You should be packing your stuff right at this moment to leave. Because I don't know you, you don't know me. And if this is relating to your life, you need to get up and get out. You feel me? That's just That's just a God honest truth. Don't let any man, I mean, use you or walk all over you. And same thing with men. Don't let any female do the same thing. Because, you know, women nowadays, y'all women nowadays is tough. 2018 women, they savages. You feel me? They cut you immediately. So, you know, but once again, that's just how I feel. That's my opinion on relationships. I feel like a great relationship works when you're willing to go through all the bullshit together. You feel me? When you're willing to go through all the ups and downs, you're willing to go through all the slip-ups, through all the mistakes. You feel me? I'm not going to sit here and say once a cheater, always a cheater. Because that's not true. Realistically, people change. You feel me? With growth and age. You feel me? Men cheat. Women cheat. That's just how it is. I mean, there's some men out there who don't cheat at all. And there's some women out there who don't cheat at all either. And you feel me? And I give you the credit. You feel me? I take my hat off to you. You feel me? I prop it up to you because it's tough. It's tough to be in a relationship, have the same pussy over and over and over, and stay committed. No matter how good the pussy is, but staying committed to one pussy for the rest of your life, you feel me? It's tough. And I commend y'all. And I'm not talking about it just in the general, in the sense of sex. I maybe said that just to, you know, be a little funny, be a little smart ass. But to be committed to one woman and not cheat, not have a slip up, be together for as many years as y'all together. That's tough. That's tough. But if you're one of them people that are able to do it, yo, I applaud you. Because that shows the kind of commitment, the kind of love you have for this person. You feel me? Somebody who loves you is not going to dog you. It's not gonna have you running around like with a chicken like a chicken with his head cut off, you know? It's not gonna lead you on. It's not gonna misguide you in the wrong direction, you feel me? It's always gonna keep it honest with you. Always keep it a buck with you. Never lie to you. You feel me? Tell you shit how it is. You feel me? And there's not many people I've bumped into, not many women I've bumped into like that. You feel me? Not many women I've bumped into like that. I could say now I'm actually talking to somebody who's actually honest and keeping it above 50, but I keep it 100 with you. I haven't bumped into many women like that. So it's like you have to have that sense of communication, that sense of honesty, even if it hurts somebody else. You feel me? You gotta be honest. You don't lead nobody on. I've been one of them people to be led on for years, and what happens is you damage a relationship. And I don't mean if you guys had a friendship, you could throw that out the window because that friendship is damaged. You feel me? If you had anything, any type of relationship with each other, and you lead to somebody on, you could forget that relationship because that shit is damaged. You should damage goods. Ain't nobody gonna want to deal with that shit no more. So, you know, just know that, man. Just be aware. Be kind to people, man. Have some. What's that word I'm looking for? Fucking, I have it at the tip of my tongue again. Have some compassion. There you go. Have some compassion. Don't be messing with somebody's heart, man. We live in a time and era now where shit is just all over the place. You know, let's try to clean shit up a little bit. And it starts with ourselves. It starts with us being the change we want to see. You feel me? Let's stop writing on Facebook about, oh, the kind of woman I want or the kind of guy I want. And, you know, actually start acting like what the fuck you want. Because, you feel me? You want certain things. A woman to have respect, class, loyalty, all this shit. But y'all don't have that shit. You feel me? What you asking for, make sure you have it too. Because ain't nobody trying to deal with this moving halfway shit. You feel me? We not going halfway. There's no gray area. You either in or out. You feel me? You either all in or you all out. You feel me? Because ain't nobody got time to waste no more. The time continues moving on. Shit, I'm about to be 30. So time moves on. Come this Monday, June 4th, I will be 30. Time continues moving on. You feel me? Life happens. Nobody got time to sit here and play with you. Nobody got time to sit here and bullshit with you. You feel me? The younger you are, I say this to all my young people. The younger you are, figure out what the fuck you want to do with your life and do it. Because you can blink one day, you 20, you open your eyes, you 28, 27, and you just like, fuck, what's going on? So, you know, just be aware. And, you know, if you're going to have somebody, if you're going to be with somebody for a long period of time and you're going to love somebody with your all, make sure that they support you and make sure that they're trying to elevate you. They're trying to take you to a new level, because a basic bitch, a basic man, well, a basic woman, a basic man, let me not say bitch, a basic woman, a basic man is just going to enjoy being, it's going to be okay with being okay. But somebody who wants more out of life, somebody who's ambitious, somebody who wants to achieve greatness in life, is going to want to see changes. It's going to want to see you stepping up. It's going to push you and encourage you to reach new levels. And that's a relationship that you could say, fuck, I got everything here. You feel me? A woman who's pushing me, who's encouraging me, who's motivating me. You feel me? That's what you want. And women, same thing with you. You want a man like that too. Don't get with any of these, I'm not saying, don't get with none of these hood, excuse me, hood dudes who hustle all day. You feel me? Sleep all morning, wake up at night, start trapping. You feel me? Like, you don't need that in your life. Real shit. I mean, have somebody who got their shit together, got a car, got a roof over their head, got a job. You feel me? That's important. We live in a society now where that fucking matters. So, you know, wake up, grind, love life, be ambitious, go get it. 'Cause, you know, tomorrow ain't promised, but you up right now. You up right now. You alive. You awake at this moment. This moment is promised to you. This second you're listening to this is promised to you. This day so far has been promised to you. Get up and do something with it. All right, yo. Everyone have a wonderful morning and get shit done. You're